Right now it is time for us to check sports. It's time to bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
That's good to know. All right, let's take a look at a couple. It's interesting to take a look at the story that popped up yesterday. And it's your worst nightmare possible if you're a Giant coach, if you're a Giant owner, or if you're a Giant fan. And that is their young quarterback injured, which is okay. But Eli Manning has to come in and play now. That's one of those weird, it's just plain. You know what? It puts the icing on the cake for the season.
Can't be any worse.
No. Well, yeah, it could. Poor Eli could get hurt. And he's gone through his whole.
So what? If he gets hurt, he gets hurt.
Yeah.
He's playing football. If he doesn't want to get hurt, quit.
No, he's a good guy. He'll do whatever they say. He's a good guy. But anyway, so you just can't get any worse. The only way you can get worse is if you do wind up with the number one draft pick.
No, that's not worse. You mean if you don't wind up with the number one draft pick.
Now, do you realize the past 6 years, and now obviously it's going to be seven, the Giants have been in the top six for picks.
All right. So that means they've been in the bottom six in the league.
That's right, and that also means some bad picks were made along with some good picks.
I don't see any good ones.
Oh, I've seen good ones. I think Barkley was a good pick. I think Odell Beckham was a good pick.
Oh, no, he was good. Yeah.
I think Odell Beckham was a good pick. There were like
if Beckham was a good pick, they don't have him anymore. So
no, but he was still a good pick. It just went bad. I mean, he performed for them. I mean, you can't take 6 years' worth of picks and only come out with four or five bona fide players. And when I say bona fide, I mean players.
Well, that's why they're in the predicament that they're in. The 49ers stunk up the house for a long time.
Yeah.
They retooled their team through the draft, and look at them.
Yeah.
That's the difference between two different organizations. The Giants organization's in shambles now from top to bottom. And the 49ers, after the debacle with Harbaugh, put themselves back on their feet through the draft.
Yeah. So just very interesting that... just when you think, my grandmother always used to say, never say it can't get worse, because it'll get worse.
It can't get worse. How many weeks in a row they've lost? Six?
No,
it can't
seven.
Can't get worse.
Seven.
Well,
seven.
There's your tradition.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, it's just unbelievable. But anyway... at least the past couple of years, they were out of it right away, so we didn't have to worry about anything. We didn't, have to worry
about...
Like
I said in September, how much longer till the Yankees start spring training again for you?
I think for most people, the Yankees spring training started the minute they lost.
Yeah.
Because they knew what was coming. So, anyways, that's that. So now we need to know... we have to make our football pick for tonight. It is.
Well, you're missing some big stuff.
Well, okay. What, go on then.
The Mets are looking to change ownership. They're looking to give Cohen the majority ownership, and Wilpons are looking to get out. So that's a plus for the Mets. But every time the Mets have a plus, there's a negative. And I know there's a lot of people happy and saying they shouldn't have paid them, but Zach Wheeler went to the Phillies. To me. Like you just said, it can't get any worse. Well, for the Mets, in my opinion, it just got worse because Zach Wheeler, I think, is the guy for the Mets that turned the corner last year and was somebody that they needed to keep. And the two pitchers that they should let go, they still have in Mats and the long blonde-haired guy that throws a flat 100-mile-an-hour fastball that goes 500 feet. Those are the two guys they needed to try to move. And Cole and Wheeler is the guy that they should have tried to keep.
All right, and now when you look at Hamels, he's going to pitch with the Braves.
Hamels signed a 1-year deal with the Braves. He was hurt a lot last year, so the Braves are rolling the dice with him.
Yeah,
it could be good, it could be bad. You don't know. If it's good, he's an older pitcher, can show these younger guys what it takes to get to the playoffs and through the playoffs. That could be a big sign for him. If he's hurt, they're in no worse position than they were in last year, which wasn't too bad.
All right.
I just think this Wheeler thing is going to come back and bite the Mets big time.
Well, especially when you see two other members of their division picking up pitching help, whether that's not it's going to work, but they've pitched
up. But now,
up.
If the Mets, you know, they're saying the reason why they didn't want to pick up Wheeler was because of the money involved. Well, that's okay. If you go out and spend some money and get a third baseman, get a catcher, and get a center fielder. Because the Mets can't stand pat with what they finished the year with last year. Because if they do, their season will be over in early August again, just like it was this year.
All right. Well, so that's the first of the meeting, the shakedown from the meeting. We'll have to see what else comes up from the meetings this week.
Yep.
All right, so now we'll go to
Now you can go to the Fool's Ball.
The Thursday night game. The Cowboys versus the Bears at Soldier Field. Both teams come in at 6-6.
Wait a minute. I got to go to the litter box for this one.
That's right. I know who I'm going to pick in this, just simply because where it is. It's gonna be a crummy game to watch because both defenses are pretty good, and both offenses have been having their problems against good defenses.
Who did Dallas lose to on Thanksgiving?
It was a shocker. I know that.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Because you took Buffalo.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready.
Yeah, I can't pick Dallas with all that's going on there. And you know what? They're one of the most talented teams on paper in the league, but they just I've got to take the Bears at home. And they stink. I know they stink. Their offense stinks, but I'll take the Bears at home.
I took Dallas because I think Dallas' offense will turn the ball over less than Chicago's will, and I think that's going to be the difference in the game because the Bears quarterback, he should be throwing peanut bags in the upper levels of Soldier Field.
Yeah, that can go either way. You're absolutely right. But that's the way I see it.
Either way, don't surprise me.
Yeah. And what else is up in sports now?
That's not enough. Well, you got, according to the media, which is great, the media never lies. The media is always on their toes. The demise of the Patriots and Tom Brady has begun. What's wrong with the Patriots? They're falling apart in the locker room. They're doing everything wrong. Brady's losing his mind. I don't know. I watched New England play the other night, and they got beat. And Brady was on the sidelines, and he wasn't happy because wide receivers were running wrong routes and doing wrong things. And now all of a sudden, Tom Brady's lost his mind. Do you really think Tom Brady didn't yell at any wide receiver when they were winning because they were doing something wrong? The only thing was they were winning. So Tom Brady wasn't really as vocal on the sidelines as he was now. There's nothing wrong. He's getting a little older, yeah. Are the Patriots as good as a team this year as they were for the last 12?
No,
not even close. That the Patriots have the record that they have right now is a feather in their hat. They're not that good of a team, and they've still been winning. So I just think the media hates Tom Brady. They've been waiting for a little slip with New England for a long time, but there's not a hell of a lot of teams in the NFL that are 10-2, are there?
No, absolutely.
So if 10-2 is bad, I think the Patriots would be happy to be bad every year.
If you were to ask a true, faithful Giant fan if they would be happy with a 10-6 record.
Happy?
Or a 9-7.
They'd smack you on the side of your head and say, are you nuts?
We'd be right at this particular point. We'd be ecstatic. Ecstatic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's just the way that the media needs to spin things in order to make themselves happy. There has been no team and no quarterback, maybe ever, on a run like the Patriots have been in for the last 10, 12, 15 years, and at the way football's played now with the teams and everything changes like you change your shoes, it's an unbelievable job by the organization, by the coach, and by the quarterback. And if you don't like it or agree with it,
then
it's just sour grapes.
Yeah, that's right. You can't take it away from them. I mean, I've been a Giant fan forever. When Green Bay kept beating the Giants, I still love the Giants, but the Packers were incredible when they won those three tournaments back-to-back. The 49ers, incredible when they were on their
run. Yeah, but not as long as this.
No, that's what I was just about to get to. This is truly an amazing thing in American football. It's happened in baseball, but it's never happened in football. You have one team that basically rules the league for almost a little over a decade. A decade.
That's go back to when Brady started, when they beat the Rams in that first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What was that, 2002?
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been
almost
a long time.
20 years.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And if, like I said, if you disagree, it's just sour grapes.
All right, I got to take my sour grapes to the weatherman now.
Okie dokie.
I'll speak to you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports here on Robin Hood Radio.